G4ZWH,
let us know. 4 echoes. G4ZWH, GD5NUP. Evening, Robert.
Yeah, hello, Mark. How's it going over there, I wonder? Just popped out to return some posts. I keep getting posts for the previous occupant. So I've just been out to send that. So I just thought I'd incorporate a little walk with it. What's going on your side? Back to you.
Yeah, not so much. Went to the range this morning for ritual embarrassment for a Saturday. That was fun. Try and get a little bit of practice in. Got a big competition here on the island tomorrow. It's the Sport Trap Manx Championship. So there's going to be a cup involved. I'm not in the running for anything like that, to be honest. I'll just go along because it's 100 targets and it's fun. Good day. With your returned post, do you have to pay for anything in that, or do you just scribble not at this address on the front and pop it into a post box? We kept getting post for the previous occupant as well at the present address, and we actually got so fed up with it, I went and bought a stamp. You know, you can just, eBay does and whatever, you can just go and get a stamp, and it's just, you know, one of those self-inking ones that flips around as you press it down, and it just says, not at this address, return to sender. And I took great delight in stamping every envelope a couple of times and then just chucking it back in the post box. So I wonder if this is actually costing you money, Rob, or if it's just a return for free. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's funny that is. They're probably not even that much, are they, those stamps? It's probably only a couple of quid on eBay. No, it's free to send it back. You can normally return something to sender. I think that's the default as well. If they can't deliver it, it would just go back to, if it's got a return address on it. This latest one looked like a CVLA-related one, so I think you can get in a bit of trouble if you don't update. I reckon they've not updated their logbook, is probably what it is. And they've either got a speeding ticket or something like that. If they look interesting, if any look interesting, I'll open them, because I think under that law, as long as you're not looking to do anything malicious from it, you actually can open other people's mail, you know, addressed to your house. But I've not needed to yet. I think it's all just boring stuff, really. But you think after like 18 months, have you noticed they've not updated their logbook or something? Do you not need that to update your road tax? Maybe you don't. But anyway, yeah, no, it just goes back in the postmark. It's not that many. We get maybe I don't know, a couple of months or something. But we had a redirect in place for 12 months when we moved. And whenever you got a redirected post, it'd have like a stamp on it saying it had been redirected. So you knew that one, they even needed reminding, or you'd forgotten to change it. But I don't think they did that, Mark, by the looks of it. Back to you.
We did that when we moved, Robert. Yeah, the redirect thing. I think there's a maximum amount of time you can do that for. I think it's a year, but don't quote me on that. It was such a long time ago. Well, 11 years ago. Interesting about opening the post that comes to your house. I actually thought it was a criminal offence to open someone else's mail. Not a civil offence, but a criminal offence, which is interesting. But what you've just told me is counter to that. Is it because it's addressed to the address that you're living in, I wonder? I mean, when you think about it, it's entirely possible that if somebody had, say, a debt and they moved away to try and escape their debt, you don't necessarily want the bailiffs coming in and confiscating your stuff, you know, forced entry and all that, to clear someone else's debt. So I think maybe you should be entitled to open someone else's mail. But I didn't know there was exceptions to that, Rob. Over.
I'm going to have to go and Google it now, aren't I? Because you've got me wondering. But as far as I'm aware, there is a criminal offence. But there's like 3 or 4 points that you have to prove for the offence to be made out. And one of them is like intercepting. So if you get a letter and you prevent it from going to the house, you know, so I'll take that to the postman if it goes up the street and it's not yours. And I think there's another one where I think the purpose of doing it is to, like, you know, with intent to, like, deceive or defraud or something or get personal gain. And I think from memory, you needed all of the points ticked for the offence to be complete. So if it's addressed to you, it's not addressed to you, but it's come to your house, but it's not been intercepted because that's your address, and you're opening it to tell the people that the address has changed, well, you're not doing that to try and, you know, get some illicit gain. So the offence isn't made out from memory, Mark, over.
That makes an awful lot of sense, to be fair. Yeah, it's, yeah, sometimes people interpret the law too literally, and they don't look at what's actually meant to be achieved by the law. So it's, you know, you can get away with interpretations, can't you, as long as the spirit of the thing is maintained. At least I am saying that because you sound like somebody that I can call when I'm locked up. you can come and bail us out, but no, very good. It's funny, actually, most people here leave their front doors open. I mean, not necessarily open because it's cold, but unlocked. And it's not uncommon for us to come home and find that the postman has been and, you know, put the mail on the doormat on the inside, or there's a parcel on the kitchen table or something like that. It's actually quite common here, and I love that because, you know, not everywhere is like that, I suppose. We don't need a doorbell camera to guard the Amazon deliveries that, you know, otherwise get pilfered. It's all very, very informal here. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. So you're just walking down to the local post box. I wonder if you've managed to find your way or lose your way into the local Weatherspoons by any chance. Nick and I went out for a bit of a drink in town yesterday, and we had a couple of pints in our favourite pubs and had a meal at a like a Chinese, Japanese fusion kind of place. Really, really good, but I wasn't shooting all that well this morning there, Robert. Back to you.
Sounds like Stuart's been on the Guinness. Quickly, Mark, before I take a spill over, I'm purposely walking to where a well-known bad spot for reception. Am I starting to break up a bit?
Yeah, I was going to say to you, actually, on your last over, Robert, you're a bit wishy-washy. I've got the mobile flutter on you, and you did drop out very briefly here and there, just missing syllables, so the intent of the conversation is still there, but you are a little bit on the edge of things. I don't want you to go away any further or sort of lie down or anything.
Is this any better, Mark, just out of interest?
Very short.
Okay, Mike, nice hearing from you. Yeah, you guys have been getting some weather back there that we'd just as soon avoid. Way too hot for us out here when we start complaining when it gets to the upper 80s. Well, thanks for checking in. Any other visitors?
My 7 golf here at golf. Graham.
I think that was Kilo Mike 7 Golf Sierra Golf. Graham, go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be the caboose this time around. I don't know if somebody else steps in, but I'm on Education Hill in Redmond, so sitting here, it's about 65 degrees. I don't have my weather station up and running, so can't give you a barometric count. Yeah, sitting here, it's overcast. And just get this back here. My daughter's in town for the weekend, and we're going to celebrate her birthday. Other than that, nothing much going on. Just hope that everybody has a great weekend, and everybody stays safe. And no wind. Get on my 7. Golf here at golf. Back to you.
Okay, thanks for checking in. Nice hearing from near Redmond, not that too far from us, just over the hill. Any other visitors?
Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.
Well, there's our San Francisco Bay Station. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. This is Jeff, AB6MB on San Francisco Bay, where it's sunny out and 62 degrees, and our wind is blowing about gusts of about 5 miles an hour. Not too bad.
Okay, Jeff, we got about half of that, and then you dropped out. Must have been an internet glitch or something. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. Anyway, nice weather here. I'm watching the rut on Sicily last night, so that's interesting. So with that, I'll turn it back to the NAC, AB6MB.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for dropping by. Have a great day down there on the bay. Any other visitors? Okay, not hearing any, so do we have any comments or contacts? And that's quiet as well, so I'm going to go ahead and close the Puget Sound Voters Net. The time is coming up on 15:30 Zulu. Good morning to everyone out there and all that participated, and thanks to the users of the PSRG. This is KB7GL. Going to take a load of stuff down to the boat. 73.
KM7GNG. Graham, are you still around? Whiskey 7, Victor Papa.
That I am. What's up? Giveaway 7, Gulf Sierra Gulf.
Well, I just wanted to mention to you, Graham, that I got my first license on the corner of 166th and 95th, where the churches are there. We had 10 acres there at the time back in 1958. So we're certainly well familiar with Education Hill. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a good location. Actually, I think it was Thursday. I was listening in on the